はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようカーディフ。
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginning lesson number 127. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, we're joined in the studio by Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san. Today, we're going to be introducing you to another form of the potential. Natsuko-san, last time we introduced the potential, we introduced...
できる
and...
ことができる.
But in Japanese, as some of you may know, there is another way to talk about the potential.Today, we're going to be talking about class 2 verbs. As always, we're going to be the conversation one time fast, one time slow, and then with the translation. If you stop by JapanesePod101.com, inside the PDF, we have a detailed write-up on this grammar point. In addition, inside the Learning Center, so much to bring it all together. So, please listen to the following conversation. See what you can pick up. Again, we're talking about another way to form the potential with class 2 verbs. This conversation is between a married couple. It will be informal Japanese. Here we go.
面白い映画だったね。次の映画は？
次？今1時だよ。もう寝ようよ。
寝たくない。もう一本見ようよ。え、一緒に見ようよ。
目が疲れた。もう見られない。暖かいベッドに入りたい。おやすみ。
あ、待って。寝る前にビールもう一本買ってきて。
え、本当に？
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。面白い映画だったね。次の映画は？
次？今、一時だよ。もう、寝ようよ。
寝たくない。もう一本見ようよ。一緒に見ようよ。
目が疲れた。もう、見られない。暖かいベッドに、入りたい。おやすみ。
あ、待って。寝る前に、ビールもう一本買ってきて。
え、本当に？
次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。面白い映画だったね。次の映画は？
It was a funny movie, right? What's next?
次？今1時だよ。もう寝ようよ。
Next? It's 1 o'clock now. Let's go to bed.
寝たくない。もう一本見ようよ。え、一緒に見ようよ。
I don't want to sleep. Let's watch one more. Let's watch together.
目が疲れた。もう見られない。
My eyes are tired. I can't watch.
暖かいベッドに入りたい。おやすみ。
I want to crawl into a warm bed. Good night.
あ、待って。寝る前にビールもう一本買ってきて。
あ、before you go to sleep, can you go buy a beer?
え、本当に？
Huh? Really? So, Natsuko-san.
はい。
You're asking him to go buy one beer?
Sure.
Let's ask Yoshi-san what he thinks about that.
Yoshi-san, 今日の会話はどう思いましたか？
でももう見れません。
Yeah, Yoshi's very tired in the studio today.
ごめんなさい。もう眠たくて早く暖かいベッドに入りたいです。
What did you just say, Yoshi-san?
I said I'm so tired and sleepy. I need to get into a warm bed.
Well, right after you finish this, you're free to go. I actually have another 8 hours of work. You can think about getting closer and closer. So...Today, Natsuko-san, we actually have no new vocabulary.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Really?
Really. So what we're going to do is actually go in and break this conversation down line by line. So let's start out with the first line.
面白い映画だったね。
Literally, interesting movie it was, right? But we have to go in there and rearrange it to make it was an interesting movie, right?What's that particle at the end that indicates you want the listener's input?
ね.
This is followed by?
次の映画は?
Now, what comes after wa is inferred here. It's an inferred question. We have next, because we have the word for next, followed by the possessive.
の.
So it's next. Can we do that, Natsuko? Next movie. But again, we reverse it around here. The next movie. And what comes after the wa? If we had the rest of the question, what would it be?
何ですか?
What is? What is the next movie? Again, here it's an informal situation, and they're talking about some shared knowledge. They're sitting there with a stack of movies, and they just finished one. So Natsuko-san asks about the other movies. Which one's next? What's next? So again, you can use this structure, ending with wa, the rest of the question inferred when you're talking about some kind of shared knowledge. Then we have Yoshi-san.
次?
Again, everything's inferred here. We know the topic, we know what they're talking about. Next? What are you talking about?
今1時だよ。
It's 1 o'clock. We have that final particle?
よ。
To add emphasis to the statement that it's 1 o'clock, it's late.
もう寝ようよ。
In previous lessons, we introduced the plain volitional. And here we have a class 2 plain volitional. 寝る, to sleep, becomes?
寝よう。
Now, what does this よ at the end do?
It's also an emphasizing particle, like convincing the other.
To do what you just said, right?
Yes.
So, 寝よう, let's sleep. And 寝ようよ, what's the difference there?
So, 寝ようよ is more strong way.
Come on, let's go to sleep. Yeah, like as opposed that. To, let's go to sleep. Now, is there going to be intonation difference between the way you say it and the way Yoshi says it? Let's just have you guys say it.
寝ようよ。
寝ようよ。
Yeah, no intonation difference, but guys want to copy Yoshi one more time?
寝ようよ。
And females, you want to copy Natsuko-san here?
寝ようよ。
Let's go to sleep. And the mo says already, come on, let's go to sleep already. Ah, yes, I'm very familiar with this. But I'm usually on the other side of the coin with miyoyo, which is coming up next. Mm-hmm. Natsuko-san?
寝たくない。
I don't want to sleep.
もう一本見ようよ。
Now, here we have 見ようよ。Come on, let's watch. And when we count movies, they're counted using the counter
本。
And one movie is
一本。
Two movies is
二本。
Three movies
三本。
Four movies
四本。
Five movies
五本。
Six movies
六本。
And I'll stop there because I haven't seen more than six in one day. It's kind of my max.
But you did.
Yes.
Up to six.
Six.
Amazing.
On several occasions. Sometimes movie theaters, I can see three. But all right, anyway, back. So we have the counter here for the movie. Now, let's look at this sentence and take it apart literally. Give us a sentence one more time.
もう一本見ようよ。
もう, which can mean already, but in this case, another. Then we have 一本, which is a counter. And then we have
見ようよ。
Come on, let's watch. So the subjects are left out. They're inferred. We know we're talking about the husband and wife because it's the volitional together. We know that they're the two subjects. But again, it's inferred. We know they're talking about movies because of the counter 一本. So again, with Japanese, a lot's inferred. This little sentence, this sentence here, missing the subject, the object, gets through and is perfectly all right when you're speaking informal Japanese. It's one of the most amazing things about this language.
Right.
Okay, Natsuko-san, give us the next line.
一緒に見ようよ。
Together, let's watch, is a literal translation. Again, we take it, turn it around. Let's watch together. Notice there's no object in this sentence. In English, we'd say, let's watch it together. We'd have that object in there. But here, we don't need it. It's inferred again. Again, we have the ending particle.
よ.
And it's used to add the emphasis. Come on.
Yes.
Let's watch it together. Reply was?
目が疲れた.
Eyes tired is the literal translation. The word for eye?
目.
Now in Japanese, there's no plural. Here we infer he's speaking about eyes. Both of them. Eyes tired. And of course, that's literal. What we do here is turn it around. Tired eyes. But Yoshi-san, whose eyes are you talking about?
Talking about my eyes.
Yes, again, it's inferred. So what we would actually translate this as, my eyes are tired. Again, we don't need that possessive. Again, it's inferred. He's speaking about eyes. his eyes. We don't need to say it. And now, the moment of truth. On to our grammar point. Next line.
もう見られない。
I can't watch. In a previous beginner episode, we gave you the way to form the potential. But in Japanese, as we said in the beginning, there's another way to form the potential. Today, we're talking about class 2 verbs. The second way to form the potential for class 2 verbs is by attaching
られる
to the masu stem. Give it to us one more time, nice and slowly.
られる.
Break it down.
られる. られる.
られる. Yoshi-san, give it to us one time.
られる.
And this is attached to the masu stem. In the dialogue, we have the class 2 verb 見る. We drop the ru to get the masu stem, and then we add to it, Natsuko-san.
られる.
To form the potential. Now, in the dialogue, we had the negative potential, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Right now, we're just talking about the potential. So we drop the ru, get the masu stem, and we add られる. And it now means to be able to see. Let's take another class 2 verb. Yoshi-san, what's the verb to eat?
食べる.
What's the masu stem?
食べ.
Now, let's make this into can eat, able to eat.
食べられる.
There it is. Take られる and attach it to the masu stem. That's all there is to it. Now, in the dialogue, we actually had the negative of the potential, which was
見られない.
Can't watch. And again, here, subject's inferred, so we have I can't watch. Followed by
温かいベッドに入りたい.
Literally, warm bed, want to enter. Now, again, we interpret this as I want to get into a warm bed. Followed by
おやすみ.
Which is a shortened version of
おやすみなさい.
Which is the good night greeting. So before you go to bed, you say
おやすみなさい.
And with more intimate people
おやすみ.
Next up
あ、待って.
Wait a sec.
寝る前にビールもう一本買ってきて.
Can you go buy a beer before you go to bed? Now, order request. Now, a few things in here. We're running short on time, so we don't have time to explain everything, but here we're introducing the auxiliary verb 来る, where one attaches 来る to the te form of another verb. And when this is done, it means to go do something.
And back.
That's the key point. To go do something and then come back. Now, we'll have more about this inside the PDF. Also, the way we know it's one beer, Natsuko-san, how do we know it's one beer in this sentence?
もう一本.
一本. That's the Japanese for one, for counting cans and things of this shape. So just one beer. Unbelievable. So the response to this was?
Eh? 本当に?
Huh? Really? It will act as an adverb. What this ni symbolizes here is that there's more to the sentence. You really want me to go? As just opposed to really? If it didn't have the ni, it would be really. But here, since the ni is there, it's inferred that something comes after it. You really want me to go? Okay, so that's going to do for today. A lot in there, huh?
Yes, line by line.
Line by line. I like this, though. You really, really get into the structure of the language. It's really good. Okay, with that said, we'll be back tomorrow with another interesting lesson. Actually, Sakura-san makes her return. Super Sakura-san.
Yes.
楽しみですね。
That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日。
またね。